pleased to meet you. Shaking hands with the opposite gender. So Mitzchen, over the next three installments, we'll be going through the inion of shaking hands with the opposite gender. And just to sort of introduce this, I'll quote a newspaper report, which he brings here in the Sefer, which really brings out the severity of the Shaila. It said the following in the New York Times. The following. The courteous and competent real estate agent I just hired to rent my house shocked and offended me when, after we signed our contract, he refused to shake my hand, saying that as an Orthodox Jew, he did not touch women. As a feminist, I oppose sex discrimination of all sorts. However, I also support freedom of religious expression. How do I balance these conflicting values? Should I tear up our contract? And this question was addressed to Randy Cohen, New York Times Magazine's The Ethicist. His response made it clear that he found the Orthodox real estate agent's refusal to shake his female client's hand an offensive action. He wrote the following. Though the agent you dealt to you only a petty slight without an intent, you're entitled to work with someone who will treat you with the dignity and respect he shows his male clients. He felt that the real estate agent's behaviour was an affront to the client. I believe it's a terrible contract, he wrote. So we can see that this is potentially quite a contentious matter. So let's go through the Makoros, then we'll apply it and we'll see what the more strict opinions say, and then we'll see what the more lenient opinions say, and then Be'ez Hashem, we'll try and conclude. So the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in the Torah of Lo Sikrifu Legalis Erva. This is a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perik Ches, Pasuk Vav, where if we translate it literally, it means a man should not come close to any of his close relatives to uncover the nakedness. So first of all, Rashi says the expression of leisikrivu is in plural, meaning that it applies both to men and to women. That's number one. There's also a similar pasuk, which says that there's an issa of leisikrivu regarding a nida. So we see that this issa of leisikrivu, which we're going to try and apply, applies to all arayas and to any woman who's a nida, and a nida can be a married woman or an unmarried woman. So the question is, though, what is considered to be lo sikrivu? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel brings a couple of opinions. The first opinion it brings is that all forms of physical contact are osa deraisa. Then it brings Rabbi Pedas, who says, no, the only issa deraisa is actual beer, actual intimate relations, but other forms of physical contact will only be ostrabon. So how do you paskin? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Beer, Pirik Chaf Aleph, Halach Aleph, paskins like this. He paskins that not only is it forbidden to have actual beer, but it's also anything which might bring a person close to beer. And he says that's deraisa. So it comes out, the Rambam's paskening, that which is asa is obviously beer itself, but also anything which is derechiba, any sort of physical contact which is affectionate or passionate, then it will be included in the issa deraisa. Whereas the Ramban is chelik on the psak of the Rambam, and he brings many rayas from Tanakh, Gemara, and Mishnah, that the only issa deraisa is going to be the actual beer, whereas other physical contacts are not going to be osa deraisa, but they will be osa derabanan. So you've got the Rambam, the Ramban, who's more mekel, and now there's Rabbi Yonah. The Rabbi Yonah is the most strict. He says any sort of physical contact, even if it's not derechiba, is all going to be forbidden between a man and a woman. And he explains that it's similar to the halachas of a nazir, that really the main chiyuv of a nazir is to refrain from wine. Nevertheless, the Torah says that the Nazir's nida to not have wine even includes grape pits, or water that the grapes were soaked in, all as a safeguard. And in the same way, to make sure that man doesn't have beer, so too, any sort of contact will be asa. So it comes out, there's three different shittas in the Rishonim. You've got the most strict, which is Rabbi Yonah, any sort of touch. And you've got the Rambam, who says that only derechib is going to be osa deraisa, and then the Ramban, who says the only thing which is osa deraisa is actual beer, but other touch is only osa derabon. Okay, so how do we paskin? So the mechaba the Shulchan Aruch seems to be the most strict. Because the Shach in Yerideya Simon Kuf Nun Zayin Seif Yud quotes the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam. And he quotes the Beis Yosef understanding of the Rambam that physical contact with a woman will be Asa D'Oraisa, potentially even where there's no Derechiva. The Shach says that the Beis Yosef seems to understand the Rambam is going to be, the Rambam is going to take on that. Again, the Shach quotes the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef understands that he understands the Rambam, that it's going to be Asa even if it's not necessary Derechiva. However, the Shach says, he argues with this, and he says, no, Pshat in the Rambam is, it's only going to be Asa when it's Derechiva. And therefore, says the Shach, it's going to be fine for a Jewish doctor, for example, to take a woman's pulse and treat female patients, even if there's a non-Jewish doctor available, because he says all of this touch is not derechiba, and that is going to be muta. The Nodi Yehuda also in Shas shows Nodi Yehuda Tinyana Yeridea Simon Kuf Chaf Beis also agrees like the Shach that it's going to be muta if it's not derechiba. And that's how Reb Moshe also takes on this Paskin Lemaisa nowadays. Igros Moshe Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Simon Yodalad. He says that it's no problem for a doctor to work with a woman because it's not Derech Chibba. There'll be no problem of a Lusikvu over there. Okay, so as we've seen, the Shach understands, the Rambam and the Soi Paskins, that only Derech Chibba is going to be an issue. And we've got the Beis Yosef, who the Shach quotes, saying that he holds it's even Asa Shalom with Derech Chibba. It's just interesting, just to finish off today's part with a story with Rav Avadya Yosef. In 1970, Rav Avadya Zatzal was presented by the Golda Meir, who was the Prime Minister then, with the Israel Prize. And Golda Meir put out a hand to Rav Avadya, and he didn't respond. And there was a bit of a bit of an, I don't know if an uproar, but there was people spoke about it, and they said it's not nice, it's not polite. And Rav Avadya said the Torah is more important than politeness. But again, you can understand how Rav Avadya was even more machmir, because he takes on the Beis Yosef, who understands the Rambam in a very strict way. As we've seen, that the Shach is going to be a bit more meiko. Mitzshem, we're going to start trying to apply the psak of the Shach, which is the psak of Ashkenazim, into what should be done in business meetings and the like regarding shaking hands with the opposite gender.